Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I know I said 1933. Happy birthday, Chicago, 1933. It's 1833. I know I did that. I caught it immediately. I just didn't have time to fix it. I got people coming out of the woodwork here, reminding me from all over the country, reminding me that I said the wrong century, and I apologize. It was just a little, I just get a little bit silly when Dr. Jane and Dr. Jean join us. And that, I think that must be what it is. It's their influence on me. It's their incredible gravity that I feel from them. The compelling gravity that they have in the things that they do. And they're also a lot of fun. Dr. Jean Wilcox and Dr. Jane Cameron, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. It's always good. Did you know that today is Work Like a Dog Day?
Oh, no.
And so, it's appropriate, I think, that it's on Friday, because if you're a small business owner, Friday's a big day, because you know why, right? Payroll. Today is payroll day for millions of small business owners all over the country and in other parts of the world as well. Today's payroll day. So it's appropriate, I think, that today is Work Like a Dog Day.
Work Like a Dog Day.
How about that? But my people around here pointed out to me, they added this little line. They said, but I don't have to look like a dog. Just to work like a dog. So I don't know what they're trying to tell me there, but anyway, the book is called Abelard's ABCs of Branding, and Jean and Jane have joined us many times to talk about branding because, ladies, as you know, I'm going to keep talking about branding as long as I draw breath because I think it's one of the most important things small business owners can learn, and I bet you agree with me.
We sure do. Branding is everything today, to do it clearly and consistently so that you stand out from the noise in the marketplace. And it's all about doing things that make your brand memorable.
One of the things, folks, as I mentioned earlier before Jean and Jane got here, the book is a lot of fun. Abelard's ABCs of Branding. There are cattle in there. What are the kind of wildlife are in this book? Remind me, Jean.
Well, we have our sheep who are
sheep,
always the sheep who comment on things. We have a duck and we have a pig in there somewhere. It's quite a barnyard full of
It's a branding menagerie, folks. A veritable branding menagerie. But it is a lot of fun. It's a fun way to look at it. And I suspect you guys have had a lot of fun with this in teaching people who maybe have never heard about branding, who don't understand branding, like maybe the brand new hire at a small business, that this is a cool way to teach people about branding. One of the things that I know you want to talk about today are some of the ways to make us memorable. Talk to us about that.
Well, what you just said about our brand, we have people who will walk up to us and say, "Oh, you're one of the Catalogos ladies." And they don't remember my name,
right?
But they do remember that I'm from that Catalogos company because they remember our brand. We are very consistent about how we present ourselves as well as how we present all our materials. So they remember that.
Right. So what do you say when they say that to you?
Well, we tell them that, you know, part of our business is to make your brand memorable. Mm-hmm. as much as ours, and that we can work with them to help them do that.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's the ding in branding, isn't it, that you want to accomplish, isn't it, Jane?
Absolutely. You basically want people to be able to remember you, and as it turns out, there's a number of things that really help the memory. And I've been spending some time looking into psychology and how people remember things.
Right.
And what's going on, what we're finding is that people remember emotions. So if you can attach some kind of emotional experience to your brand, that will help people remember it. And Jean and I attached humor to ours.
Mm-hmm.
A second thing that you can do is if storytelling is an absolutely brilliant way to get people to remember you, because people remember stories. I think you know this one, Jim, because you're good at that. And finally, and this is a little funny, the last thing people really remember well, and many of the top of the top tier branding companies are working on are scents. We remember what we smell.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Well, of course, if you're a consultant, that doesn't need you probably need to avoid that one, though, don't you?
Well, yes, you have to.
Depends on what you smell like.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, I think you should be scent neutral if you're a consultant, probably.
Yes, but, it's probably a better thing.
Because the gardenia doesn't go over real well either.
Yeah. Well, you have to be aware of strong scents, good or bad, because people do really react to them. And we've been looking into some scents ourselves, and we had just different people giving us opinions on them. And everybody has a different opinion about, oh, this one's wonderful or that one's wonderful. So you have to be very careful about something like that.
Well, and you know, when I think of scents, obviously I was thinking of our friends at Pike's Place Fish out in Seattle. And you know, you go there, you're going to smell fish. And
yes.
By golly, I expect to smell fish when I go there. If I go to my favorite bakery, I go there maybe even if I'm not buying, I just want to go smell the bread, you know.
Smell the bread, right?
And, but as I say, if you're a personal services company, I would probably rather not smell anything.
Yes.
Because you know it brings up a good point. Because how many times have you had someone call on you, and it was a guy, and his aftershave was so strong that it left a trace after he left the building.
Yes.
Or the lady's perfume was so strong.
Right.
Or worse, or even worse, you become the person that they remember. Oh yeah, that's the guy who smokes.
Right.
Because
right.
the smoke,
like
the clothes and everything that he has smells of smoke.
Yes.
And so we in sales training we used to call those mannerisms. Because it was things that distracted. A mannerism is something that distracts your customer from the message you're trying to get across.
Yes. Yeah, that's a very good point.
But scent, I never thought about a smell being part of the branding. That's a very interesting thing. How would you use it to your advantage?
Well, the car dealers really know about this one. Did you know that new car smell is added on after the car is manufactured?
Don't tell me that.
It's sprayed on. Yeah,
this is part of Americana.
You can buy some and spray it in your car if you'd like. And I hate
so that new car smell is in a bottle. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and I hate to tell you, but some of your bakeries are spraying, have something that they put into the air to cause the bread to really smell like
you
that.
You mean the way casinos pump oxygen in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Same thing. Casinos actually are
adding. But of course, the cattle and the sheep and the pigs and Abelard's, ABC's of branding, they all smell really sweet, I'm sure. 20 after, we're going to be right back with our good friends Dr. Gene and Dr. Jane right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com or jbsba.com, either one of those, and we'll get you to my website where you can subscribe to my free newsletter and where you can find out more about Dr. Gene Wilcox and Dr. Jane Cameron, the authors of Abelard's ABCs of Branding, 26 Concepts that Capture the Essence of Good Brand Management. And you know, ladies, we don't let people on the show if we don't think that they have something that's valuable and to my audience and if they have a book that is something that we think we would recommend. So you know that's the reason why, one of the reasons why we're inviting you back. Besides you're both pretty cool ladies, but I do have to say that if I were starting a small business and I were trying to teach all my people who maybe never have thought about branding before about branding, I would hand them your book.
We really appreciate that, Jim, because one of the things that we wanted to do with the book was come up with something that really took branding and brought it down to some concepts that everybody could understand. And what we found in our own work is that it's really effective for people who don't understand branding, or who maybe like people like engineers and finance people who think, well, you know, that's a marketing thing, and I don't have to worry about that.
Or an employee, or maybe even an owner, God forbid.
An owner, yes.
That who thinks branding is what Coca-Cola has.
Right.
Or Whirlpool or General Motors or something like that. That branding is that having a brand is the domain and the wholly owned franchise of the big companies, and that's just absolutely hogwash to continue the theme here.
Well, it's more important for small business because think about it. If Coca-Cola or one of the big guys makes a slip up, they can fix it.
They have a team ready to fix whatever slips up.
Whatever slips up, or there's one person in an organization of thousands that makes a mistake, then people cover for it. But when you're a small business, you don't have that leeway. And you think about how quickly information spreads today about, we had a problem with this company, or they didn't deliver, or boy, that salesperson over there really didn't, have a good mannerism. So people remember it.
Right.
And it's more about your behavior and what you're saying than it is about a logo or, what people typically think of as a brand.
Jane, tell us how we can get the book.
The book is available from Amazon.com, and it's also available from the Catalogos website, www.catalogos.com.
That's Catalogos, LOGOS.com.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody from my audience emailed you or called in and they wanted to buy a gaggle of these, they wanted to buy, 8 or 10 or whatever, to give one to each one of their employees and so they could talk about it and have little training sessions, that kind of thing, would you give them a discount?
Oh, we sure would.
Okay. So, folks, you can do that, and you might want to order one and look at it and think about getting some more. But it's the kind of book that I think you'll want to help actually have training sessions around. Let's talk about emotions. Branding is nothing if not emotions, is it?
That's right.
You think about why do you buy? When we do our seminars, I always say to people, now take off your business hat and put on your own personal purchasing and consumer hat. What is it that makes you buy things? Or what is it that makes you deal with a particular company for a service? A lot of times it comes down to how you feel about the people.
Right.
Or how that product makes you feel.
How many times have you, here's an interesting emotion as a consumer, ladies. How many times have you wanted, you needed something, and the first thought that you had was that here was the company, it was a small business that you wanted to go back to get the thing, but you didn't go back because you knew that they had exactly what you wanted, but you didn't go back because you didn't like the way the people treated you.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Happens all the time, doesn't it? Or here's the other side. The product isn't exactly what you want, but you love the people because they treated you well.
Right, and you buy it anyway.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Happens all the time.
Oh, yes. The second piece of the branding or in the sales thing is that people buy based on emotion, but we often justify what we did trying to use logic. So in the business world, you also have to be able to help your customers justify the decision based on logic, but they're going to make it based on emotion.
Well, I've actually had people say to me, why should I pay you more? And I say, well, for the privilege of doing business with me.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've sold things like that.
Well,
you have to appeal to their reason and common sense, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we use that too. It's because if you're going to buy from us, you're going to have a good time. And we're not only that, we're going to really over-deliver.
Right.
And people learn that about you, and they come back.
Ladies, I got 30 seconds. What's the last thought on branding today?
It gets back to the ABCs. Keep it appropriate, make it believable, and do what you do consistently.
Say that again. I like that.
It's the ABCs. Appropriate. Everything you do must be appropriate for your market. Your messages, your behavior needs to be believable, and you need to be consistent in how you present yourself.
And consistent, folks, how you get to be consistent is to make everybody in your organization understand what your brand is and why you want to deliver it. You got to have that to get consistency. Give us the website again.
www.catalogos.com.
Don't forget, Abelard's ABCs of Branding. Thanks, Gene. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. Right back with Jennifer Reed Hawthorne after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.